You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready. Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, I have railed against the FDA, and I'm not unique. I would love to be able to say that I'm the only one that knows what's going on, but the truth is that everybody knows what's going on in this day and age. Anybody who has a brain and is paying attention to what's going on with large pharmaceutical companies, the food supply, and so on, knows that the FDA is inept. And I think that most of us feel that the FDA, in some ways, is corrupt. But I don't think, at least for myself, I never realized that they were actively corrupt. I thought their corruption levels were a result of them turning their head and not looking at the things that large pharmaceutical companies were doing that were hurting American people. Little did I know that the FDA has actually taken active steps in corruption. I wouldn't have known this unless I had read the book FDA, Failure, Deception, and Abuse. The book is published by, I know it's put out by Life Extension Foundation, from many of the writings of Life Extension Magazine. I have Dr. Michael Smith from the Life Extension Foundation on with me today. How are you doing, Dr. Smith?
Hey, Carl. How are you? I'm doing great.
Now, does LEF actually publish this book?
No, what it was, the Alliance for Natural Health published it, but it's a collection of all of Bill Falloons, who is our founder, all of the articles he has written highlighting the active failure, deception, and abuse practice by the FDA.
Right, and that's a key word, practice.
Notice how I said practice,
yes,
by the FDA. This is active deception. This is not, just like you said it perfect, Carl. So many people, including, I think, a lot of legislators, they believe that the FDA simply is making mistakes on accident, or they don't really understand what's going on. No. They are playing an active role in deception.
I think most people probably feel that there is some special interest tactics at work, but I really believe that most people in the United States would think that the level of corruption at the FDA is more of one of silent approval of what the pharmaceutical company is doing,
yeah,
but not actively being involved in the perpetration of the, of these. You know, and when I read this book, there's so many good stories in here. But the very first one that hits you in the face is the one that's earliest in the book about a drug called Ketek.
Yeah.
And for those people, I've done some research, and I it looks to me like Ketek is still a valid prescribed drug today.
Yes, it is. It is. It's still considered a prescription drug at this point.
It's an antibiotic, correct?
Yeah. And so you actually read that. Isn't it scary what happened there? I mean, this is exactly what we're going to go in. I mean, your listeners have to understand this is a perfect example how that it's not just them making honest mistakes here. This,
right,
this was active deception, allowing a very dangerous drug essentially to get out into the market. And quite honestly, that's just one of many. There's a whole line, Carl, of drugs that the FDA has approved that literally have become lethal in its history, and so this is just one example. And again, I don't even know. It gets so frustrating, but this is an amazing story about a very dangerous drug.
Right. So now, before we talk about the drug, I just want to remind everybody that the FDA's mission statement says that their job is basically to protect the American public,
right,
and protect our health, and also influence the advancement of our health. And I'm summarizing. I could sit here and read that portion, but basically they're supposed to protect and help advance our health. So just remember that as we start talking about this, about this particular drug, Ketek. So let's go back. Ketek was approved by the FDA, I want to say, in 2004, 2006.
It was 2004, wasn't it? Yeah,
yes.
Ketek, 2004.
Okay, so in 2004... Ketek was approved, but prior to its approval, the FDA did some other approval steps. They approved the drugs, testing on infants, didn't they?
Yes, it originally was looked at for bacterial infections, specifically of the lungs and sinuses, in a lot of our cystic fibrosis kids and stuff like that. But from there, it went on to have widespread application to many types of sinus infections.
Now,
K-Tech was becoming a popular drug, basically, for sinus stuff.
Right, sinusitis, yeah. and so on and so forth.
Right.
Now, the interesting thing is that when K-Tech was approved for clinical trials involving infants as young as 6 months old, mind you, it had already shown in clinical trials to be extremely hepatotoxic, damaging to the liver. It also had showed in clinical trials to have an effect on the heart, eyes, and vascular system of the subjects who tested it. And yet, the FDA in its divine wisdom said, let's test it, let them test it on babies.
Right, yeah, but see, what's interesting is all the testing they did, the FDA was given adequate, information about the safety of this drug. And as a matter of fact, the FDA made, K-Tech and the company, and I don't remember offhand who the company was, but
it's,
they made the
something Aventis, I want to say.
Yeah, Aventis, yeah. It was Aventis, and they had to resubmit the new drug application with new safety data. The safety data that was resubmitted was completely fraudulent,
right,
and it was collected on kids, young adolescents, with sinusitis. But here's the thing. Okay, so that's one thing. So some of your listeners, Carl, might hear that and say, well, maybe they didn't. How are they supposed to know it's fraudulent without, you know, getting really into the depths of the research?
And we're gonna get into that here in a second.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They must have known because the FDA instructed its employees preparing to appear before this advisory board.
Committee, right.
That they should actually, once they realized there was something wrong with this data, they still told their employees to present the data to the advisory board.
Well, more importantly, there's a missing piece here that really needs to be spoken about. The data that the FDA was using was fictitious at best, and it was created by a lab that at the time the studies were signed, the individuals who would have signed them were actually indicted and appearing in court proceedings because of other studies that they had fabricated.
Right.
So there's, first of all, the FDA had documents that couldn't have been signed by these individuals because the lab wasn't open and the individuals were facing jail time. So that means that someone knowingly forged signatures onto these documents. And even after the FDA understood the dangers in this drug, which were contradictory to the data that they had in their hand, they still presented the false data to the committee to say, well, and they were instructed by individuals high up in the food chain at the FDA, don't worry about that. You present what you have there. Even though they knew that the drug was much more dangerous than they were presenting, they presented the inaccurate, fabricated, incorrect data anyway.
Right. They basically allowed the committee to hear fraudulent safety data that was collected in a couple different studies. Yeah, the scary thing about this is people that were taking this drug were basically getting liver failure to the point where some of them died from that liver failure. And they knew about this. They knew about the liver failure. They knew about the fraudulent data before the drug was approved, and it was still approved. The FDA actively presented fraudulent data, approved the drug, and allowed it to go to market.
Now,
period. I don't even know what to say after that.
And the reality is that it goes beyond that, because even after they were outed in front of a Senate subcommittee, they continued to make claims based on the fraudulent data.
Right.
Even after they went in front of the government.
They basically went around. They went around to doctor groups. They went around to different conferences, and they continued to knowingly cite the fraudulent study that was collected on safety data on K-Tech. They actually knew it was fraudulent. They approved the process. They approved the resubmission. They told their employees to talk about that fraudulent data as if it wasn't fraudulent. They approved the drug, and then they went out and still used that fraudulent data to teach doctors.
Right. And doctors continued to promote the product, and people continued to develop Some people actually lost their livers. I mean, there was a large number of liver failure as a result of this drug.
That's really where it all started. It was a high number of liver failures that were reported in some of the early what we call phase two studies of drugs, where they're doing dosing studies and collecting safety data. At that point, the drug should have been really stopped.
The study
should have been stopped.
Right.
They should have reinvestigated, but instead, they were allowed to submit a new drug application, resubmit it with fraudulent data. The FDA knew it. They took it to committee. They approved the drug, and then they used that same fraudulent data to teach doctors.
And now many of you out there listening to this show are saying, Carl, you're going off on a conspiracy theory again. What's in it for the FDA to be doing something like this? Well, we're going to address that when we come back, because it's much more sinister than you think. And your life is at risk. Anytime the FDA approves a drug, it means nothing. Means nothing at all. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's extra virgin olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vint's banner ad and use code SHR45 and get two bottles of Papa Vint's for $45 while supplies last.
You've heard about turmeric, and you probably use it. It's one of the most talked about health foods in America. Pure Indian Foods sources certified organic turmeric from small farmers in India. This limited edition turmeric is standardized to contain high, naturally occurring curcumin, which is the good stuff you want. It's also lab tested for heavy metals, which you want less of in your food. Psst, don't tell too many people about it. It's limited edition. Get yours today. Go to highcurcuminturmeric.com today to learn more.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with BodybuildingSupplements.com. BodybuildingSupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at BodybuildingSupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. BodybuildingSupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at BodybuildingSupplements.com.
You've tried countless products that promise digestive relief, but you still suffer from bloating. Do you avoid foods that give you a distended stomach and abdominal discomfort? Want something that actually works? You need Otrantil.
Otrantil is the first in its class to naturally target the root cause of bloating and finally deliver real relief. Developed by a gastroenterologist, Otrantil is the only proven over-the-counter solution for bloating. Learn more at lovemytummy.com. Otrantil is backed by a 100% money-back guarantee. Visit lovemytummy.com today. Use code SHR for 10% off.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Oops. I did it again, baby.
Yeah.
The ladies are gonna love you.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation. You can visit them at lef.org, and you can get a copy of this amazing book. I couldn't put this book down. I really couldn't, because for a long time, I've known the FDA was no darn good, but this book lays it out right there in print. It shows the things that they're doing that are blocking people from getting good drugs and passing bad drugs that are hurting people. Yeah. And best of all, if you go to lef.org, and go to the little search bar at the top and just type in there, FDA failure, deception, abuse. The book will come up. It's only $10 to members and non-members. I have to tell you something. This is a beautiful hardcover book. It probably costs close to that to produce. It just goes to show you that this organization is not looking to profit. They want to educate people. They want to disseminate the information. This, I have to believe that this book costs close to $10 to produce.
It probably does. But, you know, one thing, Carl, it's a real easy read too.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to bore you with a bunch of science stuff. It's real.
It's a bulleted book. Bulleted.
Absolutely. It's from publications through news media, throughout the past, say, 15 to 20 years. You don't even have to read it from start to finish. You can actually just pick certain articles here and there. It's broken up into what the FDA has done since, from 2009, and it works backwards to about 1995. And each year, there's many different stories that you probably and your listeners have probably never even known happened.
No.
And they're right here in this book. They're easy to read. You know, we're talking about the Ketex and all the problems there. You know, this book has a whole chapter, a whole section on, you know, all of the approved drugs that the FDA has allowed to go through that have basically since then been proven to be lethal. There's a huge one out there in the media right now called Avandia.
Yeah, right, for glucose intolerance. I mean, yeah, insulin resistance, right.
Absolutely. It was originally marketed in targeting that insulin resistance, which is the hallmark of diabetes. Well, it's on page 143, they can read the story about this. The title is called The FDA Drops the Ball on Avandia Warning. There were workers in the FDA that recognized the problems with Avandia and all of its cardiovascular events that were happening, heart attacks and stuff like that. And they actually said this drug needs what is called a black box, which is the greatest warning, the most dire alert the FDA can put on a product without taking it off the market. The FDA, the higher-ups in this organization, ignored the recommendation from their own scientists.
Right.
Did not put the warning on, and just recently, a couple months ago, sure enough, we've had more incidents of acute heart attacks, cardiovascular events in people on Avandia. That's just another story in all this.
And you know, interestingly enough, unless you are looking at using a drug that is going to be an emergency life-saving drug, like you're in an event, like complete cardiac arrest, and the option is to inject you with this drug, which has a bunch of side effects, but saves your life. There is no reason for anyone to be taking a drug with a black box on it. I mean, the idea that you are trading dying from diabetes for dying from a heart attack by taking this drug, basically. And then, you know what? The diabetes is going to take you longer to kill you anyway.
Yeah, but Carl, here's the scary thing about it. How many drugs out there should have a black box that we don't even know about?
Listen, I'm with you. I'm with you, brother. I mean, who knows what drugs people are taking? And that's the scary part. And so, and so people are saying to themselves, yeah, but why would the FDA be doing this? It's just inept. They're just inept. No, they're not inept. It's sinister. There are people high up in the FDA. Now, not everybody's bad in the FDA. There are good people in the FDA.
They are. There were people that wanted to put the black warning box on Avandia.
Right, and there are people that came forth and blew the whistle on Ketex, too. They were involved in that. As a matter of fact, the Senate subcommittee that oversaw them told the FDA, and there should be no reprisals against the people in your company that are speaking to us. You know, because there were people inside, the scientists, and they were saying, yeah, this is what's happening. But there are people in the FDA who only care about their careers. And being at the FDA is known as being on the no money side of the industry. Being at a pharmaceutical company is being at the money side of the industry. Well, guess what? You do a good job at the FDA. You help these companies get drugs approved. You add a boy. You're doing a great job. But when do you leave the FDA? Where do you think you go? You go to work for one of these pharmaceutical companies and you get a cushy job and a huge salary. And guess what? You're getting that money for killing people. You have killed people. I mean, what is the difference between someone who buys a machine gun, walks into a store, and hammers 60 or 80 people down to take their wallets versus the person at the FDA who actively perpetrates a similar, the same end result, but they're doing it with paper shuffling and hiding things and helping a pharmaceutical company get a drug approved that shouldn't be approved in the first place. There's no difference in my mind.
You know, and so, you know, it's not even, you know, being on the side of the pharmaceutical companies when it comes to approving drugs that shouldn't be approved. You also have to realize the FDA actively suppresses safe methods for preventing disease. They've knocked down research trials in green tea and DMSO. They intimidate people who actually are just trying to innovate. You know, so it's not even just approving drugs that shouldn't be approved. It's really them saying, we're also going to keep natural things out of the market, so you have no choice but to use the drugs.
Use these drugs, right.
Did you know, again, you could, and this is all in this book, on page 185, your listeners, if they buy this book, they could read about a story. This happened in March 2006, where the FDA threatened to raid cherry orchards. Because they were raising a certain type of cherry called tart cherry that we think is wonderful for helping with pain syndromes and stuff like that.
It actually has small amounts of melatonin, and it's a powerful anti-inflammatory.
It's one of the wonderful things for any sort of inflammatory conditions, pain conditions. And what's so funny about this is this is something you eat. This is food.
But the problem was that those cherry manufacturers put on their website that it could do these things for you, and the FDA said, well, you're selling an unapproved drug now.
Right. And so it's
ludicrous. It's ridiculous.
It shows what they do. It's not just approving drugs that shouldn't be approved. It's not just
blocking.
It is actually preventing natural things that we know can help people prevent disease, feel better, because they do have a connection with a lot of the pharmaceutical.
Now, it should be mentioned that LEF, Life Extension Foundation, Bill Falloon, and who's the other fellow that's the partner there?
Saul Kent.
These two poor guys have gone through hell and high water with the FDA and prevailed because they believed in their convictions.
Yeah.
They stuck to their guns. Early on, the FDA started harassing. I want to say back in the early 80s, the LEF was first raided by the FDA, correct?
No, the first raid was actually in, I want to say, was in the early 90s.
Okay.
Yeah, 1996 was when it all ended, but it was like in the early 90s. Late 80s to early 90s, the FDA actually came in with guns toting, banging down doors, went to the warehouse, and actually arrested both Saul Kent and William Falloon, simply two men who were trying to educate people on natural solutions for disease prevention and treatment. That's all.
Right.
And they came in with guns.
And you know what the interesting thing is? Nobody is dying from those supplements, and especially to the rate that people are dying from these drugs that they do approve. I can't even put it into words the frustration that I feel when I think of the FDA, because they're not only, it's one thing to be corrupt, but it's another thing that when your corruption causes the loss of lives, look at the poor people who are dying from cancer. Their prognosis is they have a month to live, and they want to try an experimental drug. What's it going to do? Kill them? They're dying. And the FDA will block them from using that experimental drug.
Yeah. And Carl, there's a whole section on page 137. There's an article we wrote that talks about cancer drugs, basically not approved by the FDA, and how we believe that this is denying life-saving treatments to these people who have no other hope. And so, again, there's so many examples in this book of everything you're talking about here. So this is something, this is a must read. And again, you don't have, it's so easily set up. You can just pick a few articles at a time, and it's gonna frustrate you. And then here's the thing we need people to do, Carl. This is important. Take that frustration and turn it into action.
But how? What do we do? What do we do?
Well, we need to write letters to our legislators talking about how the last thing we need to do is for the FDA to continue to grow. The FDA, by its own admission last year, said it can't keep up with science.
They are so mired and bogged down in every area. They invested millions of dollars in a computer system that was supposed to track negative events of drugs. And by the time they got this computer system up and running, it didn't work and it collapsed. And they have no real way, from what I understand, to accurately track this sort of stuff because their computer system never got off the ground.
Right. You know, here's the most important thing I think people can do now. You know, and this is always important. We always like to give our members, and I know, Carl, you like to give your listeners solutions, things that they can do and need to do. Right now, as you know, there is a bill that was written by or co-sponsored by John McCain, known as the Dietary Supplement Safety Act of 2010. This bill is giving more power to the FDA. We've talked about this before, as you know. Luckily, because people have responded to this, this bill has gotten kind of caught up in committee. John McCain is not supporting the bill like he did. But I got to tell you, this is the time. This is what we need to do. We need people to act. We have a legislative action center where they can easily fill out some information, their name, their zip code. We will send an email or a mailed letter to their legislator for them saying, we do not support this. Please do not support this bill. We don't want the FDA to grow. So right now, that's probably the biggest focus we need to do is stop this one bill.
Right. And now is the time to stop it. We talked about this, and we're going to talk about this even more at the end of the show. A lot of people out there think that the bill is dead because John McCain has retracted his support of it.
No.
It's just moving slower and slightly off to a tangent, but it can definitely grab legs again and it can definitely move through and become ratified. Now is the time. This is like when your opponent is down, you don't stop beating him, you finish him. This bill needs to be finished. This bill is in a weak position, and now is the time for everyone to continue to pour on the heat to their local representatives and let them know that they will not stand for this bill's passage. Now is not the time to go, oh, we've won. We haven't won yet. This isn't a win yet. I mean, it's definitely a good move.
It's a small victory, but remember, there's a whole war we're fighting here. So it is a small victory, right? But I got to tell you, like you said, Carl, this is the time to even send more letters, fax campaigns, whatever we need to do to now totally knock out the bill. We've knocked down the momentum. This is a small victory, but it is not dead, and that's an important point. Please, everybody, understand that this bill is still alive. It's still in committee, and we got to stop this. We have one small victory. Now we just need to go ahead and get this done and make sure this doesn't pass. We need one final push.
Right. If they go to the FDA, I mean, the LEF.org. don't go. Go to the FDA website if you want to cry. Go to LEF.org and look for the, what is it called again?
The Legislative Action Center.
Okay, I'm sorry. And click in there, and you can take steps right there on the page. It takes a couple minutes to take action. Yeah. And it's important. You invest a couple minutes, and it will pay you back because you'll always have access to important supplements.
Right.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carbguide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe
believe in, the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
You've tried countless products that promise digestive relief, but you still suffer from bloating. Do you avoid foods that give you a distended stomach and abdominal discomfort? Want something that actually works? You need Otrantil. Otrantil is the first in its class to naturally target the root cause of bloating and finally deliver real relief. Developed by a gastroenterologist, Otrantil is the only proven over-the-counter solution for bloating. Learn more at lovemytummy.com. Otrantil is backed by a 100% money-back guarantee. Visit lovemytummy.com today. Use code SHR for 10% off. You've heard about turmeric, and you probably use it. It's one of the most talked-about health foods in America. Pure Indian Foods sources certified organic turmeric from small farmers in India. This limited edition turmeric is standardized to contain high, naturally occurring curcumin, which is the good stuff you want. It's also lab tested for heavy metals, which you want less of in your food. Psst, don't tell too many people about it. It's limited edition. Get yours today. Go to highcurcuminturmeric.com today to learn more.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's extra virgin olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vint's banner ad and use code SHR45 and get two bottles of Papa Vint's for $45 while supplies last. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Build muscle. Burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
I want to remind my listeners that you can go to superhumanradio.com and get a free 6 month subscription to Life Extension Magazine, which is the magazine of LEF, Life Extension Foundation. It's a great magazine. As a matter of fact, it's a monthly magazine. I look forward to getting it. Just got mine this morning, and it's got a lot of great articles in it. It will enhance your understanding of your own body and how to deal with aging. It explores new supplements and natural agents and their effects on the body. It's a great magazine. So go to superhumanradio.com and get your free six-month subscription down at the bottom of the page. My guest today is Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation, and we're talking about the infamous FDA. Infamous, that's the appropriate word for them.
Hey, Carl, can I tell your listeners a quick story about green tea?
Yes, please.
Because it totally demonstrates basically what we're talking about here. It demonstrates how the FDA cannot keep up with the science, and how because of that, it keeps great preventative measures or preventative nutrients out of the market, and it basically is keeping people at risk.
Right.
as we all know, when it comes to cardiovascular disease, we know that, and we've learned this from really good scientific research, that when cholesterol and fats in your blood become oxidized, that's when they get sticky and stick to the walls of the arteries.
Right.
Okay? It's known as lipid oxidation or LDL oxidation, which is that bad cholesterol. That's well accepted. Even in mainstream doctors, I mean, lipid oxidation is why fats stick to arteries. Well, the FDA actually doesn't accept that as a cardiovascular risk factor. And so when a company, there was a green tea company that was trying to put on their label that green tea may reduce the risk of cardiovascular events like heart attack and stroke. Well, they were basing that claim they wanted to make on their label off the fact that a lot of researchers now believe that green tea can prevent that oxidation of fats and lipids. But because the FDA hasn't kept up with the science, and because the FDA doesn't recognize the oxidation of fats as being bad, they prevented that label from growing on the green tea product. And of course, if they were to put that on the label, they would have shut down that company.
Right.
But that's the kind of stuff that happens, is they can't keep up with the science, which means preventative measures are kept from us, the consumers, right?
Right.
And that puts our health at risk. That's just an example of how they can't even keep up with what they're supposed to do, which is to keep up with science.
And the reality is that, and for people out there who are saying, well, why don't supplement companies just play the game the way the pharmaceutical companies do? Because you cannot sell supplements for the prices that you can sell pharmaceutical drugs.
Exactly.
So you can't afford to throw down $1 million. You know, it costs $1 million to submit a new drug to the FDA. They love supplement pharmaceutical companies that are submitting all these apps.
Yeah,
it's $1 million every time.
Carl, at Life Extension, we do have a clinical research department, and we would love to be able to do great dosing studies and efficacy studies and safety studies and outcome studies with all of these supplements. But you can't get that's so much money. People don't realize how much money it.
Well,
really
you could
cost
you could do them if you didn't have to abide by the standards that the FDA would force you to do them. And correct?
Yeah, you have the cost of the research itself, which is high, and then all of the bureaucratic stuff that comes following that research going through the FDA, you're right. I mean, the cost just becomes you just can't do it.
Right.
You're not going to get any return on the investment. And so you're right. So we do lack some information when it comes to the nutraceuticals. But however, there are small studies. Like, look at the green tea and that example with oxidation of lipids. We know that that's well supported now. We know that when cholesterol gets oxidized, it sticks to arteries. We know that's a cardiovascular risk factor, but the FDA doesn't recognize it. So then, because of that, green tea doesn't prevent anything when it comes to the heart. That's the end result, is that there's essentially misinformation.
Right.
People now think, because they weren't informed in the first place, that green tea has nothing to do with the heart. However, we believe green tea is fantastic for the heart because it does lower lipid oxidation. And that's the kind of information that the FDA keeps from the public.
Right. I know a fellow who was marketing R-alpha-lipoic acid as a diabetes supplement, because R-alpha lipoic acid is well known to be an insulin mimetic, and he had landed a pretty big account. He landed Rite Aid with a product, and he was doing great for years until he got out there in Rite Aid, and he was put in the area with all of the other supplements and stuff, and some, and next thing you know, he gets a letter from not the FDA, but from the Securities and Exchange Commission, saying that because the FDA hasn't approved there's no research proving that R-alpha-lipoic acid has any benefits for diabetics, they made him pull his product off the shelf. One of the things that the FDA does sometimes, instead of them going directly after a company, they'll sic the SEC on them. And the SEC points at the FDA and says, well, the FDA hasn't approved that for this purpose. Now, the interesting thing about all of this is, this poor guy, naive as he was, thought that government was fair, that government was honest. So what he did was he bundled up all of the research that BASF had originally done on R-alpha-lipoic acid before they realized they couldn't patent it, that showed that it was a powerful agent for managing blood glucose, and he sent it to them, and they said, this means nothing to us. You need to do the studies and he said, don't, and then they warned him, don't ever point at science again when you're selling a supplement.
That's another thing that the FDA does. The FDA gets mad when you point at science and say, look, this study shows that green tea does this, and then you happen to sell green tea in your store. They go, oh, wait a minute. You can't do that.
But and how can you even, in bottom line, when it comes to the science, based in July of 2008, the FDA literally talked about how they themselves can't keep up with the science. I mean, the FDA basically indicted itself and mentioned that we can't keep up with the science. So how are they then to turn around and say what's good science and that bad, what's good science and bad science, when they don't, when they admit they can't even keep up with all the information
right,
out there?
Right, because
what's frustrating for us.
Because all of the good scientists at the FDA probably leave for one of two reasons. They probably get frustrated with the politics of the FDA, or they jump ship and they go to work for pharmaceutical companies where they're going to get paid for what they know. So,
right.
So the FDA, there's a brain drain going on at the FDA.
Absolutely. And here's the thing. All of the, and what's nice about this book, the Failure, Deception, and Abuse book, it basically documents, all of these things we're talking about. You know, it documents how the FDA denies the introduction of life-saving therapies, how the FDA suppresses safe methods for preventing disease, how even the FDA causes the price of drugs.
Oh, I love that.
The means of most.
I love that's a great one. Actually, I want to save that for when we come out of the break, because I actually earmarked the list of drugs that you guys listed in here and showed comparatively for good manufacturing practices up to the standards of a pharmaceutical company to produce these same drugs if they were supplements. Using the metrics that a supplement manufacturer uses when he produces a supplement, what these drugs would actually cost. And I want to talk about that.
It's mind-boggling, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, because yeah. The reason I want to talk about that is because everybody's all freaked out about healthcare and how much healthcare costs. Well, guess what's dragging healthcare down? The fact that because of special deals, the pharmaceutical companies sell their drugs at full list price to Medicare.
Right.
Medicare is crumbling not because of fraudulent doctors, not because of patients abusing the system and doctors. Medicare is crumbling because they can't afford to pay the pharmaceutical companies what they want for these drugs. They should be getting special pricing because they're such a large client. They should be getting super, super duper pricing because they're such a large client. No.
Right.
They're paying prices.
They're paying the full price.
Full retail. Higher than anyone else is paying. If you want to know why Medicare is in trouble, just look at the pharmaceutical industry. That's where it is. All right, let's take our last commercial break. We'll be right back.
You dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of
ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Cana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Peace up. A-Town down.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Michael Smith, Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation. We're talking about the FDA. Talk about them for years. People need to get it through their head that you have to take action if you want things to change. Before we get into what I want to talk about, which is the cost of pharmaceutical drugs versus what it would cost if they were using the same metrics as supplement companies, I just want to mention that in 2008, there were four subpoenas issued for current and former U.S. Food and Drug Administration investigators who were involved in the Keytech scandal. But I don't know that anyone ever went to jail. Do you know?
I don't know. And we could easily find the outcome of that and talk about it another time. But I don't know what ultimately happened to those four that were indicted. I don't know. But if it's my guess, nothing probably ended up happening.
You know, and that is a sad, sad state, because those of us who are listening to the show and me on my side, if I were to do something heinous like this, I would go to jail tomorrow morning. If I defrauded people, if I hurt people, if I knowingly did something, drove my car with no insurance into a crowd of people and killed a bunch of them, I would go to jail. Why don't these people go? If these people need to go to jail to send a message to the people in the FDA that if you keep hurting American people, you are not going to be treated any differently than they would. But anyway, okay, that's another story.
Let me ask you this question. Yes. How many of your listeners do you think take this supplement coenzyme Q10, CoQ10?
I do. I don't know how many do, but I mean I do.
I do. And I know a lot of our members do, and I know it's becoming a more and more popular supplement. This is just another example. Did you know that the FDA wanted to ban CoQ10?
Yes, I do know.
Do you know that the FDA raided us and took our CoQ10 products away?
Well, only because I read that in the book.
Yeah, and actually, it was funny. This is what, and this is all documented. These are essays from 2004. Again, the reason I'm bringing it up is this is all the FDA has to do. They don't have to have science backing them up. They can simply say that they believed that during the second seizure, they actually took the CoQ10 from us twice, but they say during the second seizure, the FDA claimed that coenzyme Q10 was so dangerous that it posed an imminent threat to the health of American public. However, they had no scientific backup of those statements. But that's all they have to do. In the guise of consumer protection, they can do anything they want, basically. And that's the type of organization we're up against.
Interestingly enough, under the guise of consumer protection, they can do anything they want except actually protect the consumers. And they prove that, if they prove that time and time again by approving drugs that kill people. And shame on them. And you know what? There is a special place in hell for people at the FDA who are knowingly corrupt and are doing these things. So you may think that you're getting over now and you're paving a way to a great career, but those drugs are going to kill people you love someday. And you will have blood, and you have blood on your hands as sure as somebody who pulled a trigger. So that's it. Okay. Let's talk about, pharmaceutical drug costs for a moment.
Okay.
Medicare is buckling under the weight of the cost of pharmaceutical drugs. Nothing else is bringing Medicare down. Medicare, the Pharmaceutical Drug Control Act dictated that the government, the largest payer in the world, has to pay the full manufacturer's suggested retail price on drugs. No discounts.
Right.
Okay. Now, take a drug like Proscara, which is finasteride, which is now very popular for men who have BPH and potentially prostate cancer. I believe this data was from 2009. I could be wrong, but back then it was $86 for a month supply of 5 milligram tabs. But had it been being produced by what we call free market prices, if you were a supplement manufacturer using supplement metrics, that same product would have cost about $10.25. That's with profit involved. That's at a profit.
That's the free market price, which basically, it's kind of like what an efficiently run pharmacy could sell, the non-FDA approved generics. What we're saying is that you can take a drug like Proscar, copy it exactly chemically and sell it at a far lesser value if you don't have to run it through all the bureaucracy through the FDA to get it approved as a generic.
Bingo. And that's an important factor here. In the pharmaceutical companies' defenses, because there's probably pharmaceutical companies that would love to be able to produce these products and drop these prices and sell their products.
Right.
But the cost of entry is so high with the FDA.
Oh, it's amazing. It's so expensive. And so because of that bureaucratic cost, pharmacies obviously have to, that price then rolls over to us, the consumer essentially. And so the price of a drug that you pay, like the Proscar, they add what $86 at the average drugstore.
Right.
That price is reflecting the expensive bureaucratic regulations that the FDA is setting up.
Bingo. Here's another one that which Norvasc, a very very popular blood pressure medication. The average price at the drugstore is $39.99 or $40 a month. It's $4.41 a month, and that includes
like
profit. That includes a profit.
That would be a pharmacy selling the non-FDA approved generic at a profit to you for $4.41.
Now Depakote is given to people for seizures. I want to say
Depakote has a lot of different uses.
Schizophrenia,
It has different mood elevation stuff like that. But it's basically a psychiatric drug,
right?
And you know, if you take a prescription to the average drugstore,
$130,
about $130. Free market value,
$9.60. $9.60. And that includes profit. What I want people to understand, that includes the company that manufactured it and the person who's selling it is actually making a profit.
Correct.
Now, I know that the pharmaceutical company thinks, well, this isn't that sexy. I mean, how are we going to pay dividends and how are we going to pay? But you know what? That's the problem here. The problem today is pharmaceutical drugs, everybody. It's not the cost of hospital stays. It's not the, you know, they like to point that, well, there's fraudulent doctors out there bilking Medicare. You know what? That comes to like 2% of the money that they're wasting at Medicare. The large majority of the money that's being wasted at Medicare is the American government is being gouged and profiteered by the pharmaceutical industry, who is forcing them to pay prices for drugs that they shouldn't be paying.
Yep.
If anything, the American government should be going, we're your biggest customer. You need to give us deep, 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 deep discounts. Instead, they're paying retail prices that
every full price.
Yeah, other people are paying less than the government.
Right, full price. The next story then that we should talk about is what happens then when the FDA uses some of its power to no longer allow a supplement to be sold as a supplement. You know, look at, we're already seeing this. We already know drug companies have petitioned certain forms of B6 using diabetic neuropathy and stuff like that. Look at fish. You can, there's already a prescription fish oil out there. Someday is the supplement fish oil not going to be available? Which means some of these supplements we take for granted today, fish oils, CoQ10, the B vitamins, your lipoic acid, all of these supplements we take for granted today, someday could be drug status and cost 3, 4, 5 times as much as they do today, which means the average consumer wouldn't be able to afford it.
And that's
the next step in all this.
And that, in my humble opinion, is what was behind the McCain's Supplement Safety Act of 2010. John McCain is just as corrupt as the FDA, and that's what's behind it, to give the FDA control of supplements so they can slowly turn the environment, the landscape, into the same thing that drug companies are dealing with. And then guess what? Only the drug companies will be able to afford to manufacture and sell supplements.
Yeah, and what's adding to this, you know, like Carl, when I do a lecture for people, and I do a bunch of different lectures here at Life Extension, you know, when I make a statement, or when Life Extension makes a statement, we are expected to back it up with science. The amazing thing about this bill that we're about to talk about here, this Dietary Supplement Safety Act bill, and that name right there is so misleading, it's unreal. But that bill basically would give the FDA the ability to say, you know, Life Extension, we don't think you should be selling that form of B6 anymore. We're going to make that a drug. And they don't have to have any credible science behind that. Yet everybody else has to back things up with science, like we should, right? But the FDA essentially doesn't even have to do that. They could literally look at a product and say, nope, we don't like these ingredients. That B6 is now going to be considered a drug status, and right there it would wipe out maybe half of our inventory with some of these supplements we use. So it's really scary that they don't even have to have science to back up some of these decisions.
You know, everybody listening to this show has to go to LEF.org and go to the political, legislative action center.
I'm going to make sure you get it right, Carl, one of these times.
Yeah, you know what? Well, either that or let's rename it. But anyway, you know what? You've got to take some steps. You've got to let this government know that you want access to your supplements, because they will take them away because they know you're willing to pay for them, and the pharmaceutical industry is throbbing to get their hands on that money that people spend for supplements. They realize that there's a point in time where people aren't going to want pharmaceutical drugs. All they're going to want is their supplements, because the supplements work better, and supplements don't kill people.
Right.
That's all BS that McCain is saying. You know what? That's all BS. Oh, well, we just want them to report to the FDA what's in the – look at the label. The FDA can look at the label. 99.9% of the manufacturers aren't spiking their drugs with their supplements with anything.
Carl, this has nothing to do with safety. We talked about this last time. This is all about controlling ingredients, products, and ultimately having that power to essentially make supplements so expensive that these pharmaceutical lobbyists who want these obstructive laws, forcing consumers to rely on expensive, side effect prone drugs. That's essentially what this comes down to. It's going to take low cost nutrients out of our hands. It's going to take the control of our own health out of our hands, and it's going to put it into the hands of the government, and that just scares me.
And it's all about money.
It's money.
The federal government, the pharmaceutical industry, they don't see you as a person. They see you as someone who generates money, and they want to get their share. That's a sad, sad situation, but that is the God's honest truth. At the end of the day, you are a purse. You are a pocketbook. You are a wallet. That's all you are.
And now that this act, again, the it's called the Dietary Supplement Safety Act. John McCain was one of the original sponsors of the bill. He has had some second thoughts about it, and that's essentially all he's done. He's had some second thoughts about it. He wants to change some of the wording. Whether or not he's going to withdraw his support completely, we don't really know yet. But here's the thing. What people need to do, go to our website, Legislative Action Center. I know you had a recent fax campaign.
Well, we didn't. We had a new website go up, and we've had lots of issues with the new website. We never got the facts set up, and unfortunately, when I heard that he retracted, I just decided, let them go to your website for now.
Absolutely. Send them to us. We can do it for you. Again, you fill in your name, you fill in your zip, bam, we send out this letter, and we're kind of focusing the wording on this letter to now not, we're not just telling your legislator to look into this. We are actually calling for the immediate withdrawal of this act from that committee. Throw it away, and let's focus on things that we really need to focus on in this country. This is unacceptable. Please, listeners, go to the Legislative Action Center at LEF.org and take action. You got to. This is your own health at risk.
Yeah, and we don't want to lose access to supplements, because everybody knows that supplements work, and they have benefits, and they have very, very little risks. And if the government has its way, it will feed the pharmaceutical industry, who are big, big sponsors, big lobbyists, big dollars. They're spending the big money. We do have to put an end to it. Listen, Michael, I want to thank you so much for coming on the air today to talk about this. I also want to inspire people to please go get this book. It's $10. It looks beautiful on your coffee table. I love the layout of the book. It's designed to look like a prescription label.
Prescription label, right?
Yeah, and it says FDA, failure, deception, abuse. It's a great book, and I promise you, if you read this book, you will better understand how corrupt the FDA really is, and
it's
then an
easy
you can
read.
Take action.
It's an easy read.
Yeah, it's a bulleted read. It goes very fast. All right, listen, Michael, thanks so much for being on the show today.
All right, Carl, take care.
Okay, and we'll see everybody Monday. I'm sorry. Tomorrow. Here, I thought it was... I forgot today is Thursday. We'll see everybody tomorrow with another live episode of Superhuman Radio.